Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1690 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Named Mr. Burke was there, and Mr. Burke didn't tell me anything, and Mr. Burke and Mr. Eubanks asked me up to Mr. Burke's office and asked me what I knew about the case, and I says, I don't know anything at all. Eubanks told me I could make some money if I went to work on the case for them, that I was a working girl and needed the money, and I told him that I could not do it, that I didn't know anything about it. He didn't state any amount that he would pay me. Mr. Eubanks was the man that came in Burke's car. He told me he worked at the Southern Railroad. I am engaged to be married. This talk about my walking up and down Decatur Street ain't true. It is scandalous. It has just ruined me. I lived right around the corner on Daniel Street for a while, and the Negroes got in that section in the property around there. And we moved, we sold our place, and bought another one. The only way he knew me, he seen me on the streets there going home. And he didn't know me by name even, and didn't know me only that somebody may have gossiped around. I didn't know his name or anything. I testified before the coroner's jury. I told them everything I knew about Frank. I have never been arrested or in the police station, only I was down there as a witness. I lived on Pulliam Street with my mother and father. Before that, I lived at Inman Park. Before that, I lived on Gopart Street with my mother and father. Before that, near the Fulton Bag and Cotton Mills, where we lived 6 or 7 years. I went on bond at police court to please a friend of mine 2 or 3 years ago. I went on the bond of a man named Ward. He was charged with seduction. He was a very dear friend of a lady friend of mine, and she wanted me to go on the bond. I am a milliner. I just learned, so I stopped off for the purpose of getting married. Before I studied to be a milliner, I was a telephone operator. I never did anything disreputable. Libubox, sworn for the state. I know J.E. Duffy. I have loaned J.E. Duffy money recently and have notes for same. I have the notes with me. I know C.B. Burke. I am the J.P. Eubanks, who was a witness against Moll Arnold and Duffy and several other people, prosecuting for car robbery in the Superior Court. I was working for the Southern Railroad at the time. I never worked for C.W. Burke. I was present at a conference between Burke, Moll Arnold,